read the top two or three paragraphs on the next time you're messing with one of them. You know, it still works, but it what it does is it kind of messes up their programming. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and I think, you know, you're that sharp with that program because you've been with it since its infancy. I don't think it matters, but what I think it where I just think it kind of messes things up is like if you're just using their menu driven thing. So if you want to change something to DSP or something of that nature or whatever, invert, what have you, then it's looking for that specific file. And then at the bottom of it, after it says, you know, put things here, you know, you're supposed to put commands over there to override whatever it's supposed to do. And I think I'm not a Linux expert by no way, but I think that that's the intention of it, to keep the file the same in case you ever want to go right back to the command line thing, not the command line thing, but the menu-driven thing, because it's looking for certain things in a certain order, and that's the way I interpret it. So, but it was kind of fun, and I was playing around with the other one, the USB radio. That's kind of interesting, but I couldn't get that one to work right. That was like way out there, at least from my knowledge. Of course, I'm just using one of those little white dongles too. But I did get the Motorola to work, and that's when I was cross talking the other day, and I learned something about the Motorola. You've got to take everything out of it, because if it starts scanning, it picks that up as an RF signal and starts transmitting it. That's the little hiccup the other couple days ago.